Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this Thursday, the 25th day of October 2012. We have Soldier X, or I guess Captain X I could call him. We have Soldier X joining us coming up in about 30 minutes. We have his military ID card. We have his documents. We checked into this. Rob Due did the big interview yesterday on the Nightly News, InfoWars Nightly News. National Guard whistleblower in Texas, doomsday preppers will be targeted as terrorists. And then Melissa Melton goes through in a big list of documents where this is actually backed up in mainstream media as well. You know, the government demonizes preppers, constitutionalists, gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, and number one, returning veterans. Because they know that returning veterans know the truth of what's going on, and they've done actuary breakdowns knowing most of them are patriots. You see, it's this paradox of the troops are good on average, the police are even good on average from my research, but the leadership is corrupt. So we're going to be breaking that down today, and Paul Watson sent me the raw video this morning. He's done some clips of it with text we're going to be playing, and I know Ted Turner's a monster. In fact, I remember him on C-SPAN back in the mid-90s saying that, you know, the general public are useless eaters. Useless eaters, that's a Hitler quote he was reissuing. And he said we should reduce the world population by 90%. And that was also picked up by Autobahn magazine as a quote from him. So the point is, he's a guy who has five kids, the biggest landowner in the U.S., dozens of aircraft. I mean, you know, on record, a giant consumer. He says you should only have one kid. He's got five. Five children. So more power to you, brother. You don't criticize me for having three, you punk. You simpering globalist who... Guys, will you print me the ABC News article, Secret Meeting of Billionaires to Discuss Population? It's also in The Guardian. ABC and Guardian have a similar headline, but Billionaires Meet in Secret to Discuss Population. And they said, yeah, we're setting up our own little private global government, you know, to reduce your numbers. And so many yuppies and people go, good, there are too many people at the grocery store on the hike and bike trail. Or, yeah, moron, you're being targeted too, you idiot. Stop playing like you're, you know, up there with the elites because you agree with this. You're just agreeing to be smashed flatter than a pancake yourself. But it's this fantasy they have. I mean, it's standard with trendy, quote, liberal yuppies that they're not really liberal trendies. They are vicious, know-it-all control freaks who want to reduce population. So this is breaking here. He said this several nights ago, but two nights ago on Piers Morgan. And it's so mainstream now to say, Ted Turner, I think it's good U.S. troops are killing themselves. That's the bombshell. Ted Turner, I think it's good U.S. troops are killing themselves. That is so bombshell, and he said it on a show with, well, Nielsen says a million ratings, a million viewers, but you know Nielsen, they've been caught fudging stuff for MSNBC, CNN, and others. But, I mean, still, it's seen overseas by a lot, but domestic audience of maybe 500,000, the best we can tell. Still, I mean, that's 500,000 people. I'll guarantee you, back when I was on one radio station 17 years ago, and we probably had, you know, 40,000 listeners at any one time, every 15 minutes. Hundreds of thousands listened to it off and on. And I had an audience, a couple hundred thousand people. It was rated number two at night in all of radio at one point. That's even up against music. My point is, if I went on the air and said in front of 500,000 people back then that, you know, that I'm glad the troops are committing suicide, folks, I would be beat up by the time I got in my car. I would be fired within hours. But he goes on CNN and says it, and everybody agrees with him. That's coming up. It's good the troops are committing suicide. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The health-restoring product you're about to hear about is not sold in retail stores, so get ready to write down a website. RNA Drops is an amazing, revolutionary product that is bringing thousands relief from stress, anxiety, depression, COPD, arthritis, high blood sugar, cysts, hair loss in men and women, joint and back pain, heart function, blood pressure, digestive conditions, headaches, and much more. Ready for the website? Remember, RNA Drops is not sold locally, and for a very limited time, you can get a free sample through this website, rnafreesample.com. Pay only shipping and handling for a 30-day supply. I'll repeat that. It's rnafreesample.com or text RNA to 67076. RNA Drops are 100% natural, 100% vegan, safe at every level with no known side effects. So go to rnafreesample.com or text RNA to 67076. Restore your equilibrium and experience stress-relieving power with RNA Drops, the chemical-free superfood.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, Ted Turner, two nights ago on CNN said he is, quote, glad and that it's good, and began to say that it was basically fantastic that U.S. troops are committing suicide at, last time I checked, something like 10 times World War II levels. It's an all-time record. You can pull up the numbers yourself, but if you've seen the news, it is just off the chart. Ted Turner, I think it's, quote, good U.S. troops are killing themselves. And he said he thinks the U.N. should have a world government, a new world order, and that we should be disarmed. And that the U.N. should be the world policeman. Watson sent me the full clip from CNN's site, and I sat there with my mouth hanging open for 10 minutes watching the exchange. And he's got links to that in his article up at InfoWars.com. If you just tuned in, I'm Alex Jones. And I am anti-globalist, anti-New World Order because, well, I have the Wall Street Journal here in my hand. Billionaires try to shrink world's population, report says. And they got caught meeting in a secret meeting. In fact, guys, it's this article in the Times of London around here. That's the one I really want, that link there in the article. A billionaire club in bid to curb world population, and they said, we want a world government to forcibly reduce population by 90%. And you know what? I happen to know they're spraying aluminum dioxide on the West, I happen to know they've been caught putting sterilants in vaccines. I happen to know that they write books bragging. In fact, you know what? I keep forgetting. Well, somebody run in front of the cameras. It's okay. Give me that Eco-Science by John P. Holdren there in my stack. I don't want to just keep saying, hey, it's in John P. Holdren's book. You can just type in John P. Holdren, put sterilants in water, and you'll pull up the entire book scanned online. And you'll pull up him saying stuff like that on C-SPAN and admitting they're chemtrailing us. They call it geoengineering. You know, I just tend to think it's a big deal when the world's ultra-rich have Hitler quotes like Ted Turner back in the mid-90s on C-SPAN again, and it was quoted in Audubon Magazine saying, there's too many useless eaters in the world. We need to reduce their numbers by 90%. And he's quoted many other magazines and publications saying similar things. So is Prince Philip. So is Prince Charles. And then you see, it's not just old eccentric saying that. They're doing it. And so, see, here's Eco-Science, and I have it all referenced out. We did a two-hour interview last year with Tarpley and posted it at prisonplanet.tv, where he went through the entire book with us, Dr. Tarpley, who's an expert on eugenics and their whole worldview. So, you know what? I think you might want to be a little concerned about this. Here it is. Ted Turner, I think it's good U.S. troops are killing themselves. CNN founder advocates U.N. taking role as global policeman. So we're going to get to that in a moment. And then National Guard whistleblower, and we've confirmed this, doomsday preppers will be treated as terrorists. Not only do we have his testimony and his ID card, and we made some contacts to confirm he's in the National Guard currently, I have a giant stack here of research. Yeah, guys, we probably don't want his documents and IDs and stuff in my document dump. You guys take this out of the studio just so it doesn't get caught on camera. Thank you. Somebody stuck his details inside my document pouch. Thank you. Anyways, everything he says is actually reverse engineered. We're able to find it in mainstream news in pieces. So it's all confirmed. They are training the military. I've known this for a long time. To come to your house and take all your food and guns and blow your head off. You're just going to be killed. You're going to be put in a ditch. I video Marines training for this in Police State 2000, where they interrogate people and say, well, you know, what militia are you part of? Where'd you get your guns? Well, I'm from San Francisco. And then the Marine Corps colonel runs in and says he's not supposed to be in here, even though I'd been invited to cover the drills in Oakland. And then I just sent in people as local observers when they had separate media events. They let the media in for one thing and then let the, quote, locals in. So I just sent people in as locals. And they got the Marines bringing out a militia member, putting him on his knees. This is in Police State 2000. It's online. It's free. And shooting him. And the Marine says, get ready to watch this execution. I mean, what do you think the Army and Marines do in Afghanistan? That's even been on Fox News, but they defend it. They go in villages and kill everybody. Remember, that was first in the Ithaca Journal. They had a private Gruckheimer. This is like 7 years ago. And he goes, yeah, we're really defeating the enemy. We go in villages sometimes and kill everybody, including the children. And the Fox News had a general come on and say, well, that's only in certain extremist villages. You know, that's why they'll bomb a wedding and kill 200 people to kill, quote, one bad guy. Well, they don't just do that for them over there. They're going to do that here, at least if they can get the military to do it. And who do they train them the number one enemy is? They train them the number one enemy is the American people, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, training veterans, and now preppers. And what happened in New Orleans? They wouldn't let people walk out on the highways that were high and dry. They wouldn't let the fire departments and police departments and Walmart FEMA blocked everybody from coming in and helping, including the Coast Guard, who could get the power back on. Had big ships with giant generators. They blocked them. And for, what, 6-7 days, I mean, everybody go to the Superdome, and then the police stood back with the National Guard and wouldn't give people food or water as it was stockpiled, let the raids go on, and giant flatbed trucks backed up with armored vehicles drove into the richest areas of New Orleans and surrounding areas, went in, blew safe doors off, looted and robbed, and took all the guns on video. On video. And people say, man, that was incredible they did that. No. They were ordered to. And there it is. New Orleans begins confiscating firearms as water recedes. What is that, Associated Press? Oh, New York Times. There you go. And remember, the police chief said, all the guns will be taken. No one will be allowed to be armed. But they didn't go into the crime-ridden areas and defend people being attacked. No. They went into some of the wealthiest neighborhoods in the country or in New Orleans. You know, houses that look like the White House, that same architecture. Things that are in architecture books I own. I mean, I recognize them on the news. They went into homes, some of them worth $15 million. They went in with houses with generators, lights, the owners, and they put them in handcuffs. And if they resisted, they beat them up or killed them. There was deaths. And they took their guns on the news. And they had the Army officer, I've played it probably 50 times here. The ABC reporter goes, you kill Americans. He goes, yeah, I kill Americans. I go in their house and I kill them. And you've seen the news of the old woman. They come in her house. She goes, I'm staying with my dogs. I've got plenty of food. I've got my revolver. I'm safe. And the cops just punch her right in the face. Bam. Lay the old lady out. And I mean, you know what? We're coming to punch you in the face and take you. And your dogs are going to starve. And we're going to throw you in the back of a flatbed. We're going to take you to the Superdome where you can be gang raped. How's that sound? And again, this is truth, what I'm saying. This is the reality. So here it is, National Guard whistleblower, doomsday preppers will be targeted as terrorist. As terrorist. And Melissa Melton then breaks down all the links that I have here where it's admitted in the news. You know, they're putting them on no-fly lists. They're targeting. They're putting them in databases. I mean, I've been to many public urban warfare drills where they always practice with guys in overalls with John Deere hats. Well, this is America. Don't take my farm. You can't take it. Or I'm not going with you to that camp. And they, attention. You better go with us. And then after that, those that submit go to the FEMA camp. They also have people there begging to be in the FEMA camp to sell the troops. Well, this is something you want to be part of. And then they roll in the armored vehicles and the rest of it for the militias that don't leave their houses, and they just blow their houses up in the simulations. I mean, I've been to probably 15 of these. I've had listeners send me video from countless other drills, and it's always the same. They've got Hebron, Maryland, we got video. That was many years ago, but just a few years ago at some Police Aid 4, the rise of FEMA. We have the colonel on the show. We got him on. They're in Arcadia, Iowa, and they had the gun shop play the part of the terrorists, and they went and confiscated that, and then they went door-to-door, and it was in the newspaper how compliant everyone was for the gun confiscation drill. And then they went door-to-door practicing taking the guns in America. And they, again, had the Boy Scouts there going and reporting, yeah, my dad's got a gun. And we have this on tape from Hebron, Maryland. Boy Scouts with the Marines coming in and saying what's in their house. And helping report their parents. You cannot make up the magazine. People said, those can't be Boy Scouts. That's impossible. That must be fake. And now we have the New York Times from, what, 3-4 years ago, how the Explorer Scouts are training to do door-to-door and, quote, take out disgruntled Iraqi war veterans. Headline, New York Times, Scouts trained to fight terrorists and more. People laughed and said, oh, yeah, 14-year-olds, bring it on. Those 14-year-olds are 18 now. Anybody who knows the history of warfare knows actually 14-year-olds are about the best it gets because they're not afraid to die for whatever reason. They get excited. They're designed for war. Humans are designed for combat, ladies and gentlemen, designed to defend our tribes. They're designed at 13, 14 to want to go with the older warriors and fight. That's how it works. They arrest our development falsely. And the point is they've got them ready, and they've been training since they're 13, 14 to come to your house and take your guns. People go, how dare you attack the Boy Scouts? I'm not attacking the Boy Scouts. I'm saying this is a fact. The Boy Scouts trained to take your guns. The Boy Scouts trained to take your guns. Let me say that again. The Boy Scouts trained to take your guns. I've got video. I've got colonels. I've got news articles. I got photos in the New York Times. I got it in triplicate. People thought I was a space alien in 1998 when we got that Hebron, Maryland footage that our listeners went and shot. And they sent me hours and hours of it. We ought to put all that stuff online. I just use like 15 minutes of it in Police State 2000, just the highlights of it. I mean, it's got Marines walking over with machine guns saying, turn your cameras off. You're not allowed to film. And the police come and grab their stuff, but still thought it might be America and gave them the footage back, so we got it. We're talking about Marines with heavy machine guns walking up and saying, you're going to turn your cameras off. Well, no kidding, you don't want us to see plainclothes Marines and Marines in uniform training with the local scout troop how to turn mommy and daddy in. I mean, if this isn't treason, I don't know what is. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready. Some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-939-8955. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955.
Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me.
Neither do I, Jimmy.
Don't want no shackles.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't want no shackles.
Yeah, here's the New York Times. Scouts trained to fight terrorists and more.
I sit down with Big Brother.
A disgruntled Iraq war veteran has already taken out two people. One slumped on a desk. The other covered in blood on the floor. Bam, bam, the responding officers, 8 teenage boys and girls, the youngest 14, face tripwire, a thin cloud of poisonous gas, and loud shots. Bam, bam. and the ROTC in college, all of them, for decades, they trained to fight one group 90% of the time. Gun owners, veterans, and people wearing John Deere hats. And I've had so many troops call me over the years, going, I used to listen to you when I was 15 with my dad and thought you were lying, and I joined the Army or Marines, and we went out and did drills, and guess what they were wearing? They were dressed like farmers. We're training to, it's true, my gosh, it's all true. Yeah, you bet it's true. You think I'm lying up here? If I'm lying, I'm dying. I don't believe in lying, folks. I believe in telling the truth, and people are scared of the truth. By the way, you want to hear some truth? We're going to get more into this attempted takeover, but it's outrageous. They won't get away with it if we just recognize it. But historically, really bad things have a way of happening because people can't believe it's happening. You've got to admit this is going on and get freaked out about it. People say, what, do you want us to be afraid? No, I inherently think you're like I am. I started finding out about this stuff 17 years ago. I didn't know one-tenth of what I know then, and I knew I better get involved. People want to enslave me. People want to take my guns. People want to get rid of the private property. They want to get rid of the family. They want to sit there and lecture me in an authoritarian way that I've got to stand down and give up my rights and that I'm bad. No, I'm going to stand up against you. How's that sound? It's a basic instinct for freedom. And you've all got it. You've got to rediscover it. And if you don't feel an absolute burning desire to resist evil, something's wrong with you. Bondage is not funny. It's not cute. And I will not let my three children live in bondage. I will resist the New World Order or I'm going to die trying. And before people just sit around in their house loading guns up and saying, well, someday they'll come, engage in the info war now and the tyranny will never get fully matured. But it may. They're trying to accelerate its maturing process right now because they can look at our trajectory and they know we're going to beat them. So the enemy's dangerous. They're a cornered rat in control of the financial system, in control of most of the states. They're trying to bring us into world government, trying to hide it in plain view after decades of denying it existed. We've got the initiative right now, and we've got the proof and the facts, and we have simply got to point out that we've been right. Now, let me go to this tape here. This is from CNN. It's up at Infowars.com. This should be one of the biggest stories in the country, but it's been out for 2 days. No one covered it. He said this on Piers Morgan 2 nights ago in front of everyone, and no one has picked this up. Ted Turner, I think it's good U.S. troops are killing themselves. CNN founder advocates UN take a role as global policemen. Here are a few of the clips with Paul Watson put text comments in between. Here it is. Ted Turner told CNN he thinks it's good that U.S. troops are killing themselves.
More American servicemen
are dying now.
Suicide.
From suicide over there than are dying in combat.
I mean, that's shocking, isn't it?
Well, I think it's good because it's so clear that we're programmed and we're born to love and help each other, not to kill each other, destroy each other. That's an aberration. That's left over from hundreds of years ago. It's time for us to start acting enlightened.
Was he about to say, I think it's terrific? You bet he was.
Here that's shocking, isn't it?
Well, I think it's good.
After saying it's good that U.S. troops are killing themselves, Turner then advocates their role be usurped by the UN. Incredible. Incredible.
Ted, what do you think America's place in the New World Order should be? It's always been seen as the global policeman. But as you said before, you know, it's hard to see with all these military conflicts where the winner and loser lies. What should America be doing?
I think the global policeman should be the United Nations.
There you go. UN soldiers commit suicide at a rate of almost one per day. U.S. soldiers do. Is this really a good thing? Well, yeah, he says it is. Ted Turner, you heard him right here.
No, I think it's good.
Oh, there you go. He thinks it's good. Ted Turner, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to play that more. And the full unexcerpted clip is also in our article. Ted Turner, I think it's good. U.S. troops are killing themselves. CNN founder advocates UN take role as global policeman in a new world order. But the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center say I'm an extremist and evil. None of this is happening. None of this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Don't tread on me. Police are taught that one of the founding flags of this republic, the Gadsden flag, liberty or death, don't tread on me, is terrorist. They are taught, and I have video of it sent to me from Kansas City by a firefighter at a police and firefighter conference with FEMA, saying the founding fathers were bad. We have that in their official MIAC and Homeland Security training manuals, of course. And it's been national news now for about 3.5 years that they train to take on, quote, veterans. And the Homeland Security said, you bet, veterans are the number one terrorist. They're the number one enemy. And that's just the way it is. And people will soon say it's patriotic to see their veteran neighbor hauled away to a re-education center. And re-education centers are in the new official Army manual. Now, the Army responded to us 5 months ago and said, yes, that's a real document. You're not supposed to have it. They even used the term re-education camp that Mao Zedong used. So they could use different names. They want this all out in the open. We're going to take your guns. We're training Jugend forces against you, youth corps. In fact, they just ran in here with a mainstream article about Homeland Security running around recruiting. Here it is, The Hill. Homeland Security to recruit from U.S. universities, just like the CIA is and operating domestically. We need to figure out how to get them into DHS effectively and keep them, Napolitano told the group. Yeah, they're converting over the paramilitary dependents that are now going to run our lives in the collapsing economy. And if you think it's going to go away when Mitt Romney gets elected, go ahead and hold your breath. See how long that works for you. Not that I wish, you know, that things wouldn't just get better with the president. This is a globalist agenda. That's why Romney and Obama are so close together on the real issues. The rhetoric's a little different, but when their actions, man, they are two birds of a feather that certainly fly together. So we're going to be going over all of that again. Ted Turner, I think it's good U.S. troops are killing themselves. And it's been out in the news for 2 days on CNN. No news report. No news report. And a listener sent this to Paul Watson early this morning. We went and looked it up. There it is on their website. They've got it posted about Ted Turner, you know, talks about the New World Order, how great it is. But it doesn't exist. We're going to go to our guest here in just a moment. We'll just call him Soldier X, but we've got all his documents. He's currently in the National Guard, but National Guard whistleblower. Doomsday preppers will be treated as terrorists. Big breaking news also at PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.net, and Infowars.com. Big news. This needs to get out to everybody, because if they can just quietly demonize veterans, gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, preppers, then the cops and the military will start buying into it. We've got to publicly, it's always a battle, pushing back and forth. It's continual. You give up, they win. We're starting to get the initiative. That's why they're getting desperate and fighting back. So we're in this fight. In fact, you know, we're like in round six here of a 12-round bout. We're toe-to-toe. We've got the initiative, but they're coming out swinging. And they can stage false flags. They can do anything. But we've got to just put the full energy in to exposing these people. And that means demonizing them with their actions. That means using the truth, the ultimate tool against tyranny. They've got black propaganda. That means lies. All information warfare is called propaganda. It doesn't even have a negative connotation in the true semantical breakdown. When I say, you know, that, hey, it's good to get exercise and eat organic food, that's health propaganda. It's true. It's healthy what I said. It comes from my heart and research. Because telling the truth feels so good. Standing up to evil feels so good. People say, oh, thank you for telling the truth. Are you kidding? I'll die for the truth. That's the thing about people that serve evil. But you get some petty power. I guess I'm just not like them. And listen, those of you out there that do love good and have it in your heart, it's time to fight. It's time to put that into action. It's time to expose these people. It's time to get aggressive. Getting us on AM and FM stations, getting the magazine in bulk or giving it as a gift subscription, great way to wake people up. Imagine 13 issues delivered to their door over and over again with incredible, you know, amazing graphics and info to get them to go in and look at the inside, all the factoids. But you yourself need to get an access show or get a local radio show or put out a local newsletter or just get or do banner hangs. Get aggressive. Get the buzz of liberty going. They want to shut us down with intimidation now. Yeah, we're watching you. Yeah, we'll arrest preppers and patriots. They're now admitting what we knew was being built in secret because they want to scare everybody. Like we're just going to urinate on ourselves and go, oh, okay, foreign banks, you're preparing to try to come arrest us? They will never be able to execute that. It's a bluff. They may be able to attack certain people that are predisposed to be demonized to try to scare everyone else to roll over. They thought, and it's been declassified, it came out in Congress, they'd attack some kind of weird cultish people. You know, that's how the media push it. Some of it was weird, I know them, but a lot of it was lies, the Branch Davidians. They'd burn them down and kill them and set the precedent. That was one of the biggest awakenings ever. So they don't have air superiority either in the media. They could shut down the web now. We've already hit them so hard, so savagely. We've already basically, in a knife fight, we've already stabbed them about 14 times. They got a lot of adrenaline. They're still going. All we got to do is stay back. They haven't even hit us. You understand that? We've already stabbed them a bomb. I mean, they're bleeding out, folks. But they're dangerous right now. They got that last push of adrenaline. We can beat these authoritarian scum if we absolutely get in their face and absolutely with love for our families convert that right into stomping down the New World Order. You can call it hate if you want, but it's not. It's something different. It's focused rage and passion against evil because you love your families, and you can just literally crush these people. We have the moral authority. We have God on our side, and you've got to step into that and take it in your hands. Now, I know our guest has got to go here soon. All I want to say is this. Be sure and support us as well. Get the ProPure water filters discounted 10% with the promo code WATER at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the great things everybody needs, and your purchases also fund our operation. I guess we're terrorists saying get high quality, you know, water filters. The Life Straw for the new video on preparedness and strategic relocation and the Globalist Master Plan with Joel Skousen and myself. Strategic relocation, the film available at InfoWarsStore.com. That also makes our transmission possible in 888-253-3139. Okay, you've seen the news articles, the Army manuals for gun confiscation, re-education camps, civilian inmate labor camp program, the Emergency Centers Establishment Act, all of this. You've seen New York Times scout trains to fight terrorists and more. You know, it says right here, killing Iraq veterans that don't turn their guns in. That's New York Times. You know about this. You saw the AP days after we broke it here with Doug Hagman of the Northeast Intelligence Network. A guy with no criminal record going to visit his wife who's in the military in Okinawa. He's in Japan. And they say, you're not flying. They told him, you're a prepper. And you went to a prepper meeting and you criticized that we sent a Fed in. You talked about it on the web, so you don't fly anymore. Then an AP picked it up and admitted it. This is their control grid. Look, if you're awake and know what's going on and see the tyranny and you don't want to be dependent, you're the enemy. If you want an Obama phone, if you want your welfare check, if you want your food stamps, you're what the globalists want. This is a takedown of the economy. Agenda 21, while they're shutting down the Amish, the lemonade stands, the backyard gardens, it's happening. The Soviets took over Ukraine like this. Poland. They know what the communist Chinese did this in the Cultural Revolution, Great Leap Forward. This is their program. And I want to give you Soldier X. We've got his info. He's actually on duty. This is his break right now. He's got to go in about 25 minutes. Sir, you covered it in an incredible way last night with Rob Dew. In fact, I don't think I could do as good a job as Rob Dew did, just laying out all the facts. That video and that interview is at InfoWars.com. At the bottom of the article, National Guard whistleblower, doomsday preppers will be treated as terrorists. Tell us when this happened, what they called you in, what they said to you guys, word for word. Tell us exactly what they said to you about the preppers will be targeted as terrorists, and troops that are preparing term they used. I guess it means they're calling people like that. Well, we'll break it all down. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, there was a little bit of wind there on your phone. Thank you for joining us, Soldier X. You're here in Texas, a National Guard. You got the floor. Give us a briefing. Tell people what they told you.
Basically, what we've been told is that if there is civil unrest before or after the election, that they're going to be used to calm the civil unrest, and it's going to take place. They're going to use National Guard troops to go after people that they see as a threat. Doomsday preppers are going to be treated as terrorists. Any soldiers that are doomsday preppers will be treated as suspects, and they'll be handled accordingly, which I don't know exactly what handled accordingly means, but those are the words they use.
Well, defect means defector to America. This is a Red Dawn takeover through our military. While they simultaneously say the veterans are the number one terrorists, but you're supposed to march off against them. Your phone connection isn't as good as it was last night. Try to talk right on your phone for us, sir. We appreciate your courage coming on here. Specifically, though, tell us about the briefing, what they said to you. I mean, give us every little tidbit.
I know that as far as prepping for this goes, we've been told that if the civil unrest is bad enough, that they're basically going to take over everything from gas stations to grocery stores to God knows what. And as far as the prepping goes, I've seen where they're saying, and I've seen it myself, the receiving of equipment to set up makeshift fuel stations.
makeshift filling stations?
Yes,
Sir, are you on a hands-free? We have a pre-show deal where we check a phone line before we put some money on air. Are you on a hands-free?
I can barely hear you, Alex.
Are you on a hands-free?
Say that again?
We're going to have to stop the interview. Thank you. Let's work with him on his headset, pre-show deal. Let's work with him on that. He's probably got a wire. I can tell from the noises over the years, and there's wind out there. He needs to go to the actual handset. Okay? Standard deal. All right. Again, the full interview will probably just end up airing the one he did with Dew. Very powerful. It ties in with New Orleans was a drill for this. Make everybody go to the Sports Dome, then go to the rich areas, high and dry, and loot everything and send people to the Sports Dome. That's what they've been training for, is cordoning cities, locking things down. I want to get Stuart Rhodes on the nightly news tonight with me, if we can do that, or even later in the broadcast. Again, last night he was off duty, so he was able to be on a clear line. He's just ducking out, obviously nervous, outside his post, talking to us right now here in Texas, and we appreciate his courage coming on the broadcast, but obviously you can't put audio like that on air. It's an audio format. I think what we'll probably do is when we start the next hour, because it's so important, I'm going to air excerpts of the Rob Dew interview. It's so important to get this interview out to everyone. National Guard whistleblower, doomsday preppers will be treated as terrorists. And Melissa Melton's article starts, I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And the Bill of Rights and Constitution and Declaration of Independence clearly states everything we're publicly seeing, from the TSA to highway checkpoints to NSA warrantless spying to drones, it's all totally illegal, and we have a lawless government run by foreign banks. In fact, guys, we just played Ted Turner saying he's glad the troops are killing themselves on CNN. People seem to be so broke back, they think that's okay out there. 2 days, national TV, not even an issue. Can you cue up the CNBC thing where they said foreign banks have conquered us in a world government and run us? That clip's important. I think new listeners, you have a lot of new affiliates out there, a lot of new stations out there, need to be aware of this, that there's people that have taken over our government, bigger than Obama, who hate the Republic and are reengineering America in a Soviet-style breakdown takeover. So here is that clip from CNBC where they tell you you are slaves to foreign banks, world government, but it doesn't exist, the ADL says. Here it is.
Actually, what they do is hold summits. I think that right now the question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? Jim Yorio, you say we've got some downside here, a correction in the markets. Fine. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do? Aren't we all just counting on the fact that there's a Bernanke put and that we won't go any lower than, say, 5% down from here?
Of course we are, because if we look at the economic data, there's nothing to get excited about in that. So yesterday we saw some reluctance for the Bernanke Fed to expand their balance sheets and pump more money in. But the stock market knows that reluctance is totally different than not willing to do it at all. And that's why we saw oil implode and gold trade off heavily, because they're not a protected class. If the stock market starts trading off in the 10 to 15 to 20% area, the chairman's going to come in and throw some stimulus at it. So to answer your question, we are absolutely slaves to central banks, because, and we'd love to be slaves of the economy, but the economic numbers continue to do nothing but
okay, there you go.
Mr. LeCamp.
And it goes on with the other guests saying, yeah, we're slaves to foreign banks. Here's Kurt Nemo's article. European Union has put out new posters all over the 15 member states with a giant star with, you guessed it, a hammer and sickle on it. And this is being put up all over Europe by the European Union government, unelected. And it has the hammer and sickle on it. See, it's time for everything to be in your face now. You understand? It's time for everything to be in your face, because they're about to go live on us. They're about to go hot on us. And the hammer and sickle has, under the Soviets and under the communist other areas like China, has conservatively in the last 100 years since 1917, so in the last 90-something years, killed 170-plus million people. Hitler, all casualties combined, 20 million. Over 150, some estimates are 170. They vary, 150, 160, 170, whatever. 100, because they argue about how many Mao killed. Was it 60-something million or 80-something million? The CIA says 60-something million. They helped put him in 49. The Chinese government today says, apologizes, says 60. I mean, says 80-something million. Let me talk about these numbers. Okay, they will do this here. You've heard the FBI people that infiltrated the Weathermen here, where they said, once they take over and collapse things, they're going to put 50 million in re-education camps and kill half. And that's the plan, is to tell the military during a collapse, okay, here's a list of people that are terrorists, and they're just going to fly over with helicopters and blow your house up. And the average starving welfare person will be like on the news watching the television going, woohoo, yeah, take out the terrorists. And it'll be, we'll get the lights back on, we'll get all the power back on. You people will be in community areas watching the TVs. We'll get you more food, more welfare, more Obama phones as soon as we've rounded up the terrorists. And the entire military, the police are training to take on the veterans, which is actually... For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is the question of a man's libido, especially if you're a man over 40. Sure, boosting free testosterone helps, but research shows boosting both free testosterone and nitric oxide in a man's body will take your experience to a whole new level. Introducing T-Gen with NitroBoost, with ingredients clinically shown to safely and naturally raise free testosterone levels, while at the same time boosting nitric oxide and blood flow when and where it counts. And if you call today, you can try T-Gen with NitroBoost for only half price. That's right, I said half price. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. Sky High Libido. Better performance for 50% off. And even this crazy offer comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee. But you must call now. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Global criminals, we're watching you. I know the globalists are upset that our founders fought the Second Amendment as an emergency backup against takeovers. by infiltrators just like this, the number one thing they were worried about. I know that you're mad that a lot of us still know how to skin a buck and run a trot line. You're very upset that we know how to use firearms and that we won't go to your FEMA camps. And I know you hate the troops. Simultaneously, you need to use the troops against the American people. So you try to tell the troops the veterans are the enemy. I mean, folks, just look at the people running the government say George Washington's bad. Now, he was able to get a clear line. He's got about 15 minutes with us. Let's go back to Soldier X. Recap. You've got the floor. This is a short segment. When this happened, what you were told, not exactly where, they'll figure out where you're at here in Texas, and then what they told you and what the response was. Go ahead.
Okay. It was about 2 weeks ago. We had a briefing, and they told us that that they were preparing for civil unrest before, during, and after the election, and that during the civil unrest that the National Guard would be used to go out and calm the civil unrest. The problem with that is that they're saying that our top contenders as enemies would be the doomsday preppers, and that they would be treated as terrorists, and that we were to take them as terrorists. They told us that any soldiers that were doomsday preppers would also be treated as defects, and that they would be handled accordingly. I don't know what they meant by handled accordingly, but that's the words they used. There's a lot of stuff going on right now where we're hearing a lot of stuff about how, and I learned this from one of my NCOs, that they're going to use the National Guard troops to go take guns away from regular American people, and any of us who decide not to do that will be handled accordingly. Well, I grew up in Texas and all that good stuff, and I grew up with guns, and I don't, you know, my dad taught me all about the Second Amendment, and my dad's been listening to you, Alex, since before Y2K, and so basically, I mean, I've been raised on the Second Amendment and the belief in it, and I see through all the holes that, you know.
Sure. Just to be clear, your NCO is telling you you're preparing for gun confiscation, and I guess he thinks that's going to be a fun mission. And that, I mean, this is open treason, saying Americans that are getting prepared for the collapse, that we're terrorists. I mean, that's a total act of treason, sedition against the Republic. That is a military insurrection for a foreign power. It's totally illegal. I mean... did your NCO, non-commissioned officer, seem excited about this?
No. The group of us that have said that we will not be part of the taking of the guns and be part of the calming of the civil unrest, basically we haven't been open about it in front of our commanders and stuff because we don't want anything to happen to us.
Yeah, no, I think the time is for everybody to start going public and doing YouTube videos and go to the media, and they can't get everybody, and we'll stop this attempted coup d'etat that they're trying to complete against our country. Do you understand, sir? That's not rhetoric. What you're being told is high treason and totally illegal by these people.
Yes, sir, and I do understand that. And mine and my buddy's plans were that when the shit hits the fan, for us to go wait for the right time to be able to take back America.
Well, the right time is now in the info war, sir, and you're doing that on air, and I commend you. But, look, we got the Army manuals admitting gun confiscation drills. They're all linked in the article by Melissa Melton, all of it. I mean, it's time for talk show hosts. It's time for everybody to realize we've got a criminal, rotten government, and if we don't stand up to these crooks now, they're going to drop the hammer and try to totally take over. And people, if you think cowering to these scum is going to protect us, think again. The only way to beat these people is to get in their face now. Stay there. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.